Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome, good morning, good afternoon, good evening to the 23rd installment of the book Wisdom for the Devoted. This is on page 159, and this is including one entire chapter, and the name of this chapter is Why Allah Loves His Worshippers. So we'll get to the reading and the after some invocation to set up the stage. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا محمد رسول الله إبراهيم رسول الله موسى رسول الله عيسى رسول الله عليهم اللهم انت السلام منك السلام ولك يعود السلام تباركت ربنا وتعاليت يا ذو الجلال والإكرام. Welcoming in the words of the guide in Wisdom for the Devoted, page 159. The chapter entitled Why Allah Loves His Worshippers. This is the 23rd installment. Why Allah Loves His Worshippers. O lover, where is your true slavehood, ubdiya, to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Establish true slavehood, and you will have what suffices you in all of your affairs. Realize that you are a slave who has escaped from your guardian protector and return to him in repentance and humble yourself to him by surrendering to his commands and avoiding his prohibitions, and by accepting his decree with patience. If you do this, slavehood to your master will be complete, and what you receive from him will suffice you. For he, subhanahu wa ta'ala, says, is not Allah enough for his worshipper. Quran 39:36. If your worship of him is real, he will love you, and he will make his love strongly felt within your heart, so that you experience intimacy with him. He effortlessly brings you closer to him and suffices you, so that you do not seek to accompany other than him. You become content with him in all your affairs and in all of your states. So content that even if he narrows his vast earth and closes its wide doors in your face, you will not be upset with him. And you will not seek another than his door. And you will not eat other than his food. At that time and only then will you be connected to Musa, alayhi salam, and it will be said about you, we have forbidden him all nursing mothers. Our Lord Majestic Jalal and Invincible Aziz is he, witnesses everything and is present with everything. He watches everything and is near everything. So nothing suffices you except him. Woe to you if you have known Allah and then later deny him. Do not turn away from him, because you will be deprived of goodness. Endure and be steadfast with patience, and be with him. Do not strive with patience away from him. Patience with him helps the follower to become steadfast in his struggle. What is the mind? And why are you hasty? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, O you who have attained to secure belief, endure and be steadfast and strengthen each other. Guard yourselves for Allah in order that you may be successful. 3:200. There are many verses in the noble Quran that speak of patience and describe its gifts and goodness and the great reward it brings and the immense blessing, the rest and ease in this lower life and in the next. Then hold on to patience to see its goodness now and later. You should visit graves, follow the righteous, do what is good, and straighten your affairs. Do not be like those who receive admonishment and then don't follow the advice they receive, or who hear but do not act. Religion is diminished by four things: not acting in accordance with what is known to be true, acting in accordance with what you do not know, remaining ignorant after you have been taught, and preventing others from learning what you do not know. And preventing others from learning what you do not know. I guess it'd be preventing others from learning what you know. My beloved, when you attend gatherings of remembrance, you often do so only to observe and not to heal. You turn away from the admonishment of the admonisher, and you only observe the slips of your tongue. So you mock him as if laughing and taking it as a game. But you do not realize that you are risking your own head. Repent and do not act as an enemy of Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, but benefit from what you hear. You're tied up, limited by habits, and you limit Allah by pursuing division, by holding on to the cause, while being heedless of the causer, and you do not rely on him. You must continue to act with sincerity, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I did not create the jinn and the humans except to worship me. 51:56. If Allah wants something for his servant, he prepares him. And this means in the reality, not in the outside picture. If the servant completes this, then his renunciation of the lower world and the final world becomes real. Who other than the guardian protector can grant him perfect health? Allah can grant him power. Allah can grant him dominion and leadership. His dust can become a mountain, and his sweat can become an ocean, his earth a moon, his moon a sun, and a little to him becomes plenty. When he is erased, he exists, and his annihilation, fana, is his persistence in existence, baka. His motion is steadfastness. His tree reaches the throne, while his origin is buried. But its branches remain in the lower world and in the final world. And what are its branches? They are judgment and knowledge. The lower world becomes like a small ring to the Gnostic. It does not own him, and also the final world does not limit him. No kingdom stops him because he is not owned by any world. No veil covers him, and no one overtakes him, and nothing upsets him. If this state is complete, the servant is purified and becomes eligible to stand with the creation, to take their hands and to save them from the ocean of the lower world. If the real wills good for the servants, he makes him, that is the complete one, their healer, their trainer, their discipliner, their translator, their gift, their glowing light, and their son. And if Allah wills this for him, that is the complete one, then it is. Otherwise, Allah veils him with himself and makes him absent from all others. There are only a very few from among the Gnostics whom Allah returns to the creation with complete protection. And he gives them success in looking after the affairs of the people and in guiding them. The one who renounces this world is tested by the final world, and the one who renounces the final world is tested by the lower world, and the one who renounces both this world and the next is tested by the Lord of this world and the next. You are heedless as if you are not going to die, and as if you are not going to be gathered together on the day of judgment. And as if you are not going to stand between the hands of the real and be reckoned, and as if you are not going to walk on the bridge, look at your qualities while at the same time you claim to have surrendered and to have faith. the noble Quran and the knowledge you were given become an argument or evidence against you if your action is not in conformity with it. If you attend the classes of the knowledgeable but do not accept what they say, this becomes an argument or evidence against you, and this sin will be a burden to you. It's similar to meeting the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and not accepting what he says. On the day of judgment, terror will overwhelm everyone because of the majesty of Allah, his greatness, his justice, and his honor. All the leaders of the world will disappear, and only his kingship will remain. Everything returns to him on the day of judgment. The true leaders among people will manifest because of their integrity and value, for it is the real who will honor them. They were the real ones in charge of people and places, and they were the pillars of the earth and its establishment. These are the true leaders and the highest in rank of all people. They are the representatives of the real. By this meaning, they are with us today as sovereigns. Although they do not manifest right now in the outer picture, later their image as the sovereign of the people will be demonstrated. They are qualified with steadfastness, firmness, and courage in confronting those who deny and cover up the truth. They have courage while confronting their own lower desires, habits, shaitans, and evil companions from among the human beings and the jinn. They have the courage of the elite in being able to renounce this world and the next and everything other than the real, subhanahu wa ta'ala. O lover, be conscious and vigilant before you are alarmed by your debt. Mingle with the people of the religion, for they are the true human beings, the ones with sound reasoning who obey Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. The most ignorant of all people are the ones who disobey him. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "May your hands be in the dust," which means you are in poverty. And when you realize that your hands are dust, then you are not in need of anything. It is upon you to seek those of piety and to love them. Then your hands will seek their aid and your heart will escape from hypocrisy and from the hypocrites. The hypocrite is one whose deeds are not accepted. So know that no deed is accepted from you unless you seek only his face from your actions. Allah does not accept the picture of your action, but he accepts its meaning. If you oppose your nafs, your shaitan, and your desires in this world, he will accept your actions. Act and be sincere in what you do, and do not look proudly at your actions for the face of the creation. Woe to you! You act for the creation and you expect the real to accept that from you? It's madness. Remove evil, ingratitude, and pride from yourself. Rejoice less and regret more because you are in the house of sadness and you are imprisoned in this house. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was always thoughtful. He rejoiced little, was often sad. He laughed only a little, but he always had a kind smile, which he sought to comfort the hearts of others, even while his own heart was sad for them and busy with their affairs. Only because of his companions and because of the affairs he needed to attend did he leave his house or sit with anyone. O lover, if your retreat with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is authentic, your secret will become bewildered and your heart will be purified. Your gaze is filled with insight and meaning, and your heart becomes reflective, and the meaning of your spirit belongs to the real, to whom you are always connected. Reflect on the lower world and the consequences of wrong behavior and the covering up of the truth, and reflect on the final world, on knowledge and on the life of the heart. No servant is given the gift of reflection except that he is given knowledge of the states of this world and the next. Woe to you! You lose your heart in the lower world when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has already distributed your share. He has determined your time and everything is known to him. Every day, whether you ask for it or not, your provision will be delivered to you. Your great care for the material world shames you in the eyes of Allah and in the eyes of people because it reveals your lack of faith and your desire for more of the material things. But you give less when asked, and you become heedless when you are given exactly what you wanted. My beloved brother, you accompany the ignorant, and their ignorance is contagious. To accompany a fool is being unfair to your own self. Accompany the faithful believers, the ones with certitude, the knowers whose action is in accordance with their knowledge. How beautiful are the states of the believers, and how beautiful are their manners and their disposition. How strong they are in their struggle with the lower desires of their nafs. And this is why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "The joy of the good news manifests on the face of the believer, while his sorrow is hidden in his heart." This quality reveals his power, because it takes strength to be cheerful with people while concealing sadness between Allah and the self. This is why the believer is always singing and remembering Allah, and he is in contemplation. He weeps much and laughs little. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "There's no rest for the believer except when he meets his Lord, subhanahu wa ta'ala." The believer conceals his sadness with his cheerfulness. Outwardly, he works to earn his livelihood, but inwardly, he has a tranquil trust in his Lord, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Outwardly, he is dedicated to his children, but inwardly, he is devoted to his Lord, subhanahu wa ta'ala. He does not divulge the secret of his Lord to his family, children, neighbors, or to anyone. He listens to the Prophet saying, "Seek help in your affairs by concealing them." Therefore, he conceals what he has, and if something overwhelms him or a word slips from his tongue, he retreats, changes his words, conceals what appeared from him, and apologizes for what he manifested. O lover, make me your mirror. Make me the mirror of your heart and your secret, and the mirror of your actions. Come close to me, because you will see within yourself what you cannot see if you keep your distance from me. If you have a need concerning your religion, come to me, because I am not biased concerning the religion of Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. You've been raised by a strong hand that was not rectifying, but was hypocritical. Leave the house of your lower world and come to me, because I stand at the threshold of the final world. Therefore, stand with me and listen to what I say and act accordingly, because soon you will die. The whole matter revolves around regarding Allah with awe and feeling fearful before him. If you have no fear of Allah, there is no safety for you in this world or in the final world. To have fear before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the essence of true knowledge. And this is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the learned among his worshippers fears Allah. Quran 35:28. The learned who act in conformity with knowledge are fearful before him. They do not seek except the real, and they do not seek a reward for their deeds, but they seek only his face and his proximity. They only desire his love and to be sincere in serving him. They do not ask for the doors to this world or to the final world to be closed, but they do not desire anything from this world or the next for themselves, because they desire only him and not anything else. The lower world is the concern of some people, and the final world is the concern of other people, but their concern is the real. Therefore, these people, the learned, are the true believers who have certainty and gnosis, who love him and are conscious of him. And they guard themselves against evil and humbly devote themselves to him. They feel sorrow and their hearts are broken for his sake. They fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the unseen when he is absent from their eyes, but present in front of the eyes of their hearts. How can they not fear him when every day he is concerned with an affair, changing and causing changes, giving and withholding support, giving life, causing death, accepting and rejecting, bringing to proximity and keeping at a distance? He cannot be questioned about what he does, but they will be questioned. Quran 21:23. O Allah, please bring us closer to you and do not keep us at a distance from you. It brings us to page 166, where on the next installment we'll... It's also a full chapter, the next installment. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.